Snow before Thanksgiving is a rarity, but a famous poem would have us think it's common. An investigation today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom27.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Freedom27.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 16th, the 321st day of the year. If your Thanksgiving plans include a trip to grandmother's house, someone is sure to be humming "Over the River and Through the Woods." The lyrics continue, "The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow." But over most of America, Thanksgiving is more likely to be brown than white. And a few places have enough snow to travel any distance by sleigh. Here's one theory about the poem's origin. The author, Lydia Marie Child, grew up in the Boston area in the early 19th century. 1816 was the infamous year with no summer, when New England rivers froze as early as September. It may have been the inspiration for a child's snowy Thanksgiving memories. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.